Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. Oh, my goodness, today's show is off the chain. It's off the hook. Listen, today's segment is called Influential Men in Ministry. And we are delighted, we're tickle pink, as my auntie in Millersville, Georgia would say, to have a special guest with us in the virtual studio right now. But before I get ahead of myself, listen, to stay up to date on all of the great shows and guests we have lined up for you, you want to join my official email list. And you can do that by going to my website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, mitchell-productions.com. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, Facebook. You got to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Okay, so you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And today's segment is called Influential Men in Ministry. You know we've done Influential Women in Ministry. We've talked to dynamic ladies such as Dr. Cindy Trim and Dr. Medina Pullings and Evangelist Susie Owens and Chief Apostle Olive Brown. And we've talked to some of the dynamic men in ministry. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Jamal Bryan. And today, touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor today, we have in the virtual studio with us right now Bishop Alfred A. Owens. That's right. He's the presiding prelate of Mount Calvary Holy Church of America, Incorporated, pastor of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, located in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Big shout out to Calvary Nation. Of course, Bishop Owen shares the pastorate of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church with his dynamic wife, Evangelist Susie Owens. He is, oh my goodness, has shared the stage and graced the stage of many platforms. He serves as a dean of the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops and also an adjunct professor at Howard University School of Divinity. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just glad to have him in the virtual studio with us right now. Put your hands together as we bring to the mic Bishop Alfred A. Owens. Welcome to the show, Bishop Owens.
Thank you, Charvette. I'm so glad to be with you and your listeners. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and glad in it and excited about being with you these few minutes.
Amen. Well, we're going to jump right on in. I love these types of interviews because they get the audience and the listeners a little bit of an insight into your life. I want to start with where ministry started for you. As far back as you can remember, Bishop, how did ministry start for you?
Ministry started for me, believe it or not, about 48 years ago.
Wow.
I started preaching when I was 15 years old. I was called to preach. The Lord put this assignment on me, and I'm 64 years old now, so you know that's been a long time. I was known as a teenage preacher,
wow.
And for 4 years I was just preaching, and then when I turned 19, I started and founded and established what is now known as Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church.
My goodness. So certainly not a novice at all. And I'd love for you to share about a little bit about church growth, because you started with about 7 members and now you all are over 7,000 in the adult membership numbers. And there are a lot of pastors and preachers and speakers that listen to the show. What advice or recommendations do you give for pastors that are trying to work on church growth? What recommendations do you have?
I guess the best thing I can say is to use myself as an example. I thank God for slow growth. We didn't have a big mega ministry at first. We started off very slow. But one thing I will say about slow growth is also sure growth, because you have a chance for the Lord to mold you and make you and shape you. And I would say to anybody who's starting in ministry or their ministry seems to be slow, just stay in there, hang in there, despise not the day of small beginnings, because once God has established you by putting his blueprint upon your life and called you and chose you, then if you stick with God, he has a way of manifesting his word to become reality. I think one of the advantages I had is learning early on that the best church growth is word of mouth. People telling people about the ministry, how excited they are about their pastor, about their ministry, about their church. And word of mouth has helped us to grow to where we are.
All right, listeners, you're getting old. Wisdom nuggets here from Bishop Alfred Owens. That's right, our featured guest and influential man in ministry. If you just tuned in, welcome those that are in the chat room. We say hello and welcome to you as well. All right, Bishop Owens, one thing I love about Greater Mount Calvary is the involvement that you all have with the community. You have alcohol and drug abuse programs, a food and clothing bank, HIV and AIDS ministry, employment services, prison ministry, and I could go on and on. You have several other outreach and social service ministries. How important is it for the church to be involved in the community?
Well, you know, I think the community helps to make the church, and the church helps to make the community. All of our ministries were founded on the words of Jesus when he said, I was hungry and you fed me, I was naked and you clothed me, I was outdoors and you took me in, I was in prison and you visited me. And I think the most influential churches in the nation today are those who know they have to go outside of the four walls of the church and impact and influence the community where the church is located. And you do that by starting various community programs to let the world know, so to speak, that we're not just in here singing and shouting and praising the Lord. That's a part of it, but we're concerned about the lost. And we believe we can reach them at any cost. So I believe the Lord would have us to go outside of the church and pull in those such as should be saved. Like the scripture says, go to the highways and hedges and compel them to come. Sheep beget sheep, and it's up to the shepherd to take care of the sheep once the other sheep bring the sheep in.
All right. I love it. And do you think that sometimes media, or I'll say the secular media, gives the church a bad rap? And I think it particularly, they will always point out or call out mega churches, and they say they're not doing enough, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. Do you think the media gives the church a bad rap sometimes?
Of course, because good news is not good news to the media.
Right.
You know, it's bad news that sells. So you don't have too many success stories or good news stories, but you have to, you know, look beside that or look beyond that and do what the Lord has assigned the church to do. And I don't care how much negativity the church receives, the word of the Lord is still true. Where Jesus said, upon this rock, upon your faith, I will build my church, and nothing shall be able to prevail against it. So, yes, we get a bad rap many times, but you just got to, my mama used to say, see and don't see and hear and don't hear and just go ahead and do what the Lord has assigned to your hand. You only know that you're doing good if you get criticized. So we praise God that we take a licking and keep on ticking.
All right, I like that. Take a licking and keep on ticking. Oh, my goodness. So say there are listeners that are in the Maryland area and D.C. and Northern Virginia area. Tell us a little bit more about Greater Mount Calvary.
Well, Greater Mount Calvary was established in 1966 and with a handful of about seven people. And I believe, Chavette, that really is through our outreach ministries, our outreach to the community, that has helped our church to grow. As you mentioned, we have over 60 ministries that are community-based and church-based where we reach out to other people. It's a Pentecostal church, a Pentecostal holiness church, where we believe that we read from a holy Bible. Heaven is a holy place. God is a holy God, and he's looking for holy people. Not that you're holy right away, but we present our bodies unto God as a living sacrifice, holy holy and acceptable unto him. So we're not sanctimonious, but we're sanctified, which means that we're sort of set ourselves apart. There's certain things we will not touch, we will not taste, or we will not handle, because we believe in presenting ourselves to the Lord. Great Amount Calvary, as I said, has many ministries that go from services to infants. We have a school that goes from infants through eighth grade. We have a family life center for the community where we have a bowling alley and multi-purpose room, a basketball court, tennis court. So we're a church that's not so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We're located in the heart of Washington, D.C. God has called us to the inner city. We call ourselves the church in the hood, but we will do you good. We're so alive, it's worth the drive.
Oh, right. I like that. I like that. I like that. And certainly you could have chosen to move the church to a nice suburb area, but you decided to stay on purpose.
Yeah, somebody's got to stay in the city for people who may not have cars, you know, somebody that's still accessible to public transportation. And then there's a need in the city, I mean, in the suburbs, which I appreciate all of those ministries in the suburbs. But in the suburbs, you don't have your alcoholics on the corner or your drug addicts stumbling, trying to get a fix. You don't have those prostitutes and those thugs on the corner. So we're able in the inner city to reach out to those people that are right at our doorsteps and compel them to come to Christ.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Someone from the chat room said, I love that. Community is so important. Yes, we agree. We agree with you. All right. Oh, my goodness. Our time is flying by, Bishop Owens. Listen, a lot of people like to know successful tips for living, successful tips for marriage. And I certainly want to point out that you've been married to Co-Pastor Susie since 1972.
38 years.
Oh, my goodness. You got to tell us, what are some successful tips for successful relationships in marriage?
Well, all of it has to do with trusting God. In marriage, my wife and I made up our mind 38 years ago that divorce was not an option. So whatever we had to do to make it work, we were determined to make it work. Of course, in most marriages, the first few years were trying marriages. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy whatever God has ordained. But because we made up our minds that divorce was not an option, we determined that we were going to make it. And through trial and error, not understanding my full role as a husband and her dealing with her role as a wife, we blended our two personalities together and decided that we're going to make this work, and we had Christ as the center. And I say, whether it's business, marriage, ministry, or just life, if you Christ as the center and trust him, you know, you can't go wrong as long as you turn it over to the Lord. And that's not just a song, Chavette. If we turn everything over to the Lord, God will help us to make it.
All right. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates Bishop Owens?
The thing that motivates me, Chavette, is seeing people helped. That is my mission in life, to see people's lives changed. And you know the old song, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, that is my motivating factor, to see people come to Christ not knowing anything and have their lives completely changed, and not give Bishop Owens the credit, but give God the credit. And I think on my resume in heaven will be the fact that God used me as an instrument to turn so many lives around for the good.
Yes, and giving God the credit, giving God the credit.
That's it.
Yeah, I have a question from the chat room. We're going to take just this one question here. And the question is, what advice do you have for young pastors in particular? It seems like everyone has been called to ministry and to start a church. So it sounds like the question is specifically, what do you say to young pastors? And it looks like there are a lot of young pastors now out because a lot of people feel they're called to ministry and called to start a church.
I say to them, first of all, make sure you have a covering. Make sure you have somebody that you look up to. Everybody ought to be like Paul. You ought to have a Barnabas in your life, a Silas in your life, and a Timothy in your life. Paul had Barnabas, one he could look up to. Then he had Silas, who was his peer, his colleague, and he had Timothy, who looked up to him. Every young pastor needs an older pastor, somebody more experienced in the Lord, somebody that will tell you this is a good idea, but it's not a God idea, somebody that will tell you you're not ready, somebody that will tell you to sit up, be quiet for now, it's not your time. And I think that's the success of most young pastors. If they turn their ministry over to somebody who's been there, done that, that they could get advice from. So many young pastors are out there floating around with nobody to give them advice because they think they know it all. So get somebody in your life that can tell you, son, daughter, not now.
All right, you heard it from the voice of experience. Listeners, we have enjoyed our time here with Bishop Alfred A. Owens, presiding prelate of Mount Calvary Holy Church of America Incorporated and pastor of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church. Check them out online at www.gmchc.org, and that's in the chat room for those that are listening live. Again, that's www.gmchc.org. HC.org. All right, Bishop, last question for you, and we're going to let you go.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself in about 5 years?
I see myself retired.
Oh, wow.
In 5 years, I'll be 70 years old, and when I turn 70, I plan to turn the pastorate of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church over to a young man that we have groomed since the early days, and my wife and I will enjoy a nice retirement. I will still be the bishop, hopefully, and oversee churches and counsel and give advice and share some of my wisdom. At 70 years old, I don't think I would want to pastor. I feel the Lord is saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That means I will have pastored Charvette for 50 years. Don't you think that's a good time to say, Lord, can I take a little break right now?
And yes.
Just be the bishop?
Yes, I think that's an excellent time, and you have served in the vineyard well, a very good reputation all across the nation, and you've represented Christendom wonderfully and God, and we just appreciate you and applaud you, and we are just excited that you were able to join us with us in the show and share a little bit of wisdom nuggets.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for this opportunity and for how you appreciate our ministry. I mean, they're ministers, pastors, bishops all over the country, and for you to select me as one of your guests, I feel highly honored by that, and I want to thank you. I have a motto that nobody has to be nice to you. Nobody has to give you favor. So I thank God for favoring you to favor me and to reach so many of your people this afternoon.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. I know your time is valuable. We're going to let you go, and then we're going to roll into a commercial break.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, stay tuned.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
I'm Dr. Jamal Bryant, and in just a few short weeks, I'm releasing a brand new book entitled World War Me, How to Win the War That I Lost. You might not realize it, but consider this. Most of the problems that we're faced with are not from external forces, but internal realities. Bad decisions and poor choices can bring your life to a screeching halt. I'm a living witness. Everything that I needed to survive and be successful was laid right out in front of me. But because of bad decisions and poor choices, I almost lost everything. I want you to learn firsthand from what it is that I had to go through so you do not have to go through the exact same thing. You can win the war within. Get this book. It's going to absolutely help you make better choices and stronger decisions.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, listeners. Hey, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. I'm excited that you tuned in today. We are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows and wonderful guests. And we just finished up our segment, Influential Men in Ministry, talking to Bishop Alfred A. Owens, who is the presiding prelate of Mount Calvary Holy Church of America, Incorporated, and pastor of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church in our nation's capital. Phenomenal interview, a lot of wisdom nuggets. I love talking to people that have been down the trail that others want to go down and have good, solid, grounded advice to share. Listen, if you want to check out other interviews from especially our influential women in ministry, the best way to listen to those featured interviews is to go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. That's Mitchell-productions.com. There's a page that says radio. Click on it and you can look at featured shows and check out Dr. Cindy Trim and Co-Pastor Susie Owens and Dr. Medina Pullins and Chief Apostle Olive Brown and Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryan and other phenomenal guests. You can do that. The easiest way, again, is to go to my website. Also join my email list. Oh, and for our iPod listeners, you can, of course, have the show downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store, search for Charvette, that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, that's right, search for Charvette, and the show is under the podcast section, and it'll be downloaded to your iPod every time you sync on your computer. Don't you just love modern technology? I know I do. Hey, next week we have two shows. We have a special feature show on Monday. We're going to be talking to Stacey Hawkins Adams, oh my goodness, national best selling author right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're going to be featuring her, talking about her latest book, and then also another author from the Richmond, Virginia area, Vivian Laurie. She's going to be on. They're going to be on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Tuesday, guess who we get to talk to on Tuesday? On Tuesday, we're going to talk to Rebecca King Cruz, who is the mom on the BET new reality show, The Family Cruz. Yes, she's married to Terry Cruz. You know Terry. He's the dad on Everybody Hates Chris. Well, we're going to talk to the mom, Rebecca King Cruz, and we're going to talk to her, of course, about the reality show and also her own personal ministry. So I bet you didn't know about that, huh? That's going to be pretty cool. And then, of course, we have other interviews lined up for you. Listen, we're going to take the show out today with a little bit of music. We're going to listen to He's Able by Darwin Hobbs. And, yes, he is able.
Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly. All you could ask for can according to the power that worketh in you. give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able.
God is able to do just what He
said.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8555. 1-800-273-8080 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Now, back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today to the segment that we have with Influential Men in Ministry. Again, excited and delighted to have had Bishop Alfred Owens on the line with us. Hopefully you learned something, you grabbed some nuggets from him, and we're just excited that you tuned in. You tune in every week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays, and we're just excited that you do that. We don't take it lightly, certainly do not take it lightly. Thanks again for those that were hanging out with us in the chat room. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And until we meet again, listeners, I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked because it's going to be off the chain. Talk to you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.